Hello, everybody. Welcome to week number 9 here of the Onega Girls Buffalo's Locker Room Chat here with head coach Craig Boswell. This Locker Room Chat brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. Again, here with head coach Craig Boswell, I'm Krennan Prophet. Let's dive in here to week number 9. Coach, let's talk about these last couple of games here for you. Give me a quick note there about that Centralia loss, 65-35, before we dive into that big-time win against Oskaloosa, 43-37.
Yeah, I thought we fairly played well. That first half, they went a couple of different type of presses early on, and I thought as a team we handled that really well. And like I said, I think we were down by 11 going into halftime. I mean, our girls played really hard for that first half, so that was a good step forward. Going up against one of the actually the number one ranked team in the state, but that third quarter we just kind of took a step back, lost ourselves a little bit. Their man press really kind of took it to us, and they're a strong team and a great team. And you can't have turnovers against a good team like that. So that's kind of what we're trying to work on. It's our Achilles heel, and if we can take care of the ball, we'll be fine.
And now let's bring things over and talk about that big time win against Oskaloosa, winning 43-37. That picks up your 7th win here on the season in that game. Haskins with 14 points, Campbell with 9, the Chan with 8, as well as Ringle with 8. I mean, what can you tell me about that big time win there against the Bears?
Yeah, we fought a little bit of adversity that first half, and I thought the girls, showed great maturity. We weren't getting the calls like we thought we should have been, and things just really, really wasn't working out how we wanted to. But, after halftime, getting a little pep talk, we came out firing, and we were in attack mode, and the girls, did a very good job playing as a team. Transition points were good. And we were, I think, 15 for 22 on the free throw line or right around there. So, again, the girls really dove in that second half of that game, and it was exciting, fun. It came down to the wire. But, yeah, I'm glad the girls came up on top.
Well, talk about coming down to the wire here. Just a couple games remaining left in the season, Washington County, Donovan West, Hanover, and Onega. But your next two upcoming games being Washington County on Friday and then Donovan West next Tuesday. What can you tell me about them?
Yeah, well, that Washington County game, we kind of let one go there in TVL, and that's something that we want back. And so I'm kind of excited about that game, and I know our girls are hungry for that game and want to get a W. So I'm really looking forward to Friday at our home court. And then, the following week's going to be going up against a great team, Coach Swell. So hopefully we get that W on Friday. We can build that momentum, and we also have them at home. So, yeah, you never know. We might be able to get a 2-0 run here.
Well, Coach, I appreciate your time, as always, here with head coach Craig Boswell of the Onega Buffaloes girls team. Coach, thank you.
Appreciate it. Thank you.
This Locker Room Chat has been brought to you by Blue Valley Technologies, Community Healthcare System, Onega Pharmacy, and Mainstar Trust. And be sure next Tuesday you check in 92.1 KMZA as Donovan West takes on Onega at home.